What a year, Dwayne.
What a year. Welcome back.
Hey, we're back. Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like, I mean, we, last conversation was in August, right?
Yes.
Was it August? Or even
end
September?
Of August.
Okay. End of August.
Uh-huh. Third week or so.
And now it's January, which is kind of our typical
normal
break.
We're on the same
yeah
program here. It's just everything in between is different.
Exactly. So, good to be back here across from you.
Yeah.
And
especially especially just here in person.
Yeah.
You know, we've done a lot of Zoom stuff on the end, kind of at the end, and you know, we were together, but not as often as we probably had liked. But
nope, not at all.
It is what it was. So.
Yep. So.
But anyways, we're back.
We are back.
We're going to try and do this again.
Yep.
I was thinking this morning, season four, and I'm like,
season four, wow.
How? Why? And don't even know. You know, you start thinking about TV programs that didn't last a year. You know, that's big money there. But, you know, hey, right, putting this thing together three in a row going on four is pretty tough and impressive, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can take a little time to kind of pat ourselves on the back, but
once in a while,
yeah.
And so, it's real short lived. So let's move on.
But it's always good to look back and see how far you've come.
Yeah.
So
and the reason why I kind of bring that up is we might touch on a couple things we did in year one, kind of rehash some stuff and look at things at different angles. And
yep.
So I was thinking about season one this morning a little bit, and that's kind of why I brought that up.
But yep.
Here we are.
Here we are. And if you're listening to us, then thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being back.
Yeah, you're back as well, or you're new to the podcast, but thank you. It's one of the things we always do. The beginning is thank the listeners. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, obviously this is why we keep coming back and doing it. We keep getting encouraged and great encouragement from folks through email or Twitter, primarily. Or if we've talked to people.
Yes.
So yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, and keep spreading the word. I mean, it seems like we have a pretty solid number of a base,
yep,
for lack of a better term. And it doesn't change much, which is
right,
which is just fine. But hey, you can always pass it on to somebody that's coming up maybe, but we're all kind of in this thing together and trying to learn and diagnose and analyze and
absolutely
just really get better at this football officiating avocation community, whatever you want to term you want to put in there.
Yep. Just kind of getting better together. So
and then thanks for the people that send their hard in money still.
Yeah.
Patrons out there, from, patreon.com or the app or however you have joined that.
Yeah.
That's a
and
great thing.
Just quickly, it's just a, obviously, it's a contribution thing, a donation thing. So it helps us to pay the bills and then, like, generally any extra stuff we're giving back.
Sure.
We'll talk about a little bit about that little bit later as well. So you can go to patreon.com/rule11, mm-hmm, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give as little as $1 a month.
That's it.
So, yeah.
Doesn't have to be any more than that.
Yep.
If you so choose.
Yeah, if you
or nothing,
or don't.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. We're not. I don't know. How
it's
to
not
say
required.
It. Yeah, it's
okay,
not required.
It's not a requirement. You're
going to
get.
Stop
you're
going to
get the email from us Sunday mm-hmm mornings when these come out, whether you're a Patreon or not. So
correct.
You have to be an email subscriber, though, right?
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
At least to get the email that says, "Hey, there's a new episode out." So
I mean, you could do some searching on the podcast platforms,
yeah,
which are, you know, Google Play. Not very much anymore, but Spotify,
yep,
iTunes, Apple Podcast, iTunes, all those good places.
Yep.
Our website.
Correct.
And sometimes you'll see, if you follow us on Twitter, we'll throw some promotions towards your way of new shows that are coming
yeah
out.
Yeah. So let's give out that information again for season four at
absolutely
the beginning.
Let's do it.
So the website is rule11officials.com. Pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
You can go there and subscribe to our email so you get the latest news or, you know, you always get an email about the next episode that's coming out. But occasionally we'll see other information out there that people are interested in or might be interested in.
Yeah, people like to share things with people, and
yeah,
and they sometimes send it our way, so we plot it on there, and
yeah, exactly.
And we'll talk about something new that's kind of come our way recently. So
yep. the other thing you could do on the website is, well, there's a bunch of stuff on the website, but now, but you can listen to old podcasts mm-hmm. or the recent ones. So everything from season one on to now. So that's a great place for that. There's tests on there, old tests from past years. There's information about camps and clinics. There's the Rule 11 store.
Oh, yeah.
If you want some Rule 11 apparel.
Swag.
Some swag. And other things I'm probably failing to mention. So check out the website.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Lots
Twitter,
of cool stuff.
Twitter. So we're only on Twitter as a social media, platform, and it's at Rule 11 Officials.
Yes.
So.
And we don't do a lot on Twitter. A little, but we're not a big posting child here. We use it for promotions, and we use it to try and interact with other Rule 11 followers on Twitter and do some fun things, and maybe we'll try and do more of that this year. But
yeah,
but it's another place that you can find us.
Yep, and interact. So, and then always the email,
uh-huh.
which is rule11officials@gmail.com. And so email us about anything you want to talk about, or you just want to say hi, or... tell us how you're doing. Tell us that you got promoted. Tell us whatever.
Oh, yeah. We like those.
Yeah.
We like them stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please bring them. Bring them.
Speaking of email,
we
just got one recently.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
We usually try to read email as well when we get them. And so this one's from Kyle from Texas. Kyle Piercefield.
Yes.
And... he says, DNT. Oh, man.
Look at
love
that.
It.
Slogan, baby.
Yeah. DNT. Miss hearing
and don't think about DT, you know, like the old wrestling WWF day. It's DNT, okay?
Oh, nice.
All right.
Nice reference right there. So
sorry.
He says, miss hearing you guys. Looking forward to getting y'all back.
Y'all, yeah.
Yeah, you got no from Texas.
Yeah. Yep.
To getting y'all back. Through the speakers with new episodes. Hope y'all had it. I hope my y'all is fine.
It's good. Yeah. Sounds good through my headphones.
Hope y'all had as good of a fall season as possible. Down here in Texas, we still had a full high school schedule,
good.
But now getting prepared for lower level college spring schedule.
Nice.
That's good.
Not a skip.
No.
Just keep it going.
Keep it going.
That's good.
I wanted to ask if y'all come across any updates for any of the camps, clinics. For 2021, please pass on that information when y'all find out. Again, looking forward to hearing from y'all.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of that today.
Yeah, we will. We're planning to do that.
But thank you for the email.
Absolutely. Yeah, great stuff.
We like to hear from our Texas friends.
Oh, yeah. It's a big
because I love to say fun. Texas.
Yeah.
I really do. And there's a saying that I always tell Dwayne that I want to say in the Texas airport one day. I ain't going to say it today. Maybe you'll ask me if we are running into each other. That's something I've always wanted to scream and shout in the airport of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, man. You know, people are going to be asking now.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yep, I think they know.
Yeah.
let's see. So.
Yes.
It's well, first of all, how have you been doing? We usually ask that.
Oh, man. Not
just
bad.
As of late. Yeah.
I mean, pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, it's... Everything's pretty darn good. Life's turning. I don't know. I got nothing special to say. Things have been good. I mean, I'm getting some exercise.
Yep.
Been hammering that bike that I talked about at the end of the year.
Yep. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Loving that. Our freshman is it's been a battle kind of with in person, out of person.
Yeah.
First year freshman of college.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been a bit sad in a sense, but hey, we're working through it. But that's, again, that's the times that we're in that we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the previous year.
Yeah.
And those types of goods and bads and pros and cons and all that good stuff. But other than that, you know, minus the constant things to do,
mm-hmm.
Other than this,
yep.
Things are well. I can't complain. How about yourself?
Yeah, along the same lines, I can't really complain. As somebody always says, no one will listen anyway. But I'm super grateful for what I have and my family around me, and everybody's healthy. So I'm grateful for all of that. Mm-hmm. I know people have gone through much worse.
Yes,
and so I feel very fortunate and blessed around that. And so I've been busy with work, mm-hmm. just kind of a new routine, yeah. Working from home and, you know, doing more stuff around the house, but we'll talk a little bit more about that
sure.
a little bit later, but all in all, not too bad.
Not too bad. Yep. Good to hear. Good to hear.
So,
so we read the email. We got some promotions. You want to talk about promotion
let's
stuff?
Let's talk about a few things.
Okay.
So the first thing I wanted to talk about is a request from the listeners.
Yeah, we're throwing it at you.
Yeah, yeah. And people have done this from time to time. But if you have, if you know someone who would make a good future guest, mm-hmm. please send us an email and just send us the person's name, maybe their email. If you don't have their email, we'll find it somehow.
Mm-hmm. And we got a couple of those this off season.
Yeah, like we did.
This non-working lower level college season. We got a couple of those types of emails.
Yep, exactly. And so so continue to do that.
Please.
Even form a guest if you know other guests that might be good to come on. Whatever topic they want to talk about mm-hmm. will be good because, yeah. There's a lot of experience out there, so
absolutely,
we'd like to
sure.
hear from them.
Yes.
What else we got, Tyler?
Our friend from the other side of the pond,
yeah.
Frank Christensen, sent us something the other day that
yeah.
we wanted to talk about and promote and make sure that you're all aware of something that they've put together.
What is it?
It's the so new training videos from
uh-huh.
the IFAF, right?
Yes. Yep, the IFAF.
The IFAF. So. Those are linked up on our website.
I believe.
So you can go there and check all those out. It's good stuff and they work pretty hard on all that. So,
yeah. And as a reminder, they use, he says 99% of the NCAA rules and mechanics. So it's useful for anybody.
It's transferable.
Yep. Perfect. That's a good word.
So check those out because anytime anybody puts some hard work into something at the benefit of football officials, hey, take a look at it.
Yep, absolutely.
Our good friends at the Unofficial Lounge podcast.
Yes.
What a gig that was. I'm telling you, I've been working on that backwards pass punch mechanic all off season. I don't even use it anymore, but those guys have been great. It's been fun. It's been a good change, a little bit more.
Yep.
The lighter side, the stories, the history of some things.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed listening to those guys and their show.
Exactly. You can tell they have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, my God. The laughs are
so, great. Yeah, if you want a lighter kind of podcast. Yeah,
if you don't want to talk about rules,
yeah,
that's the place to go.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a great time. When we were lucky enough to get invited to talk with them, and we had fun, and I loved it. It was a laugh the whole time. I mean, we've both known Monty for a handful of years. Great
yep.
guy. First time to meet
Cravon and
no, I've met Cravon once. That's the story.
Ashanti. Yep.
First time getting to talk, and I thought, you know, to be honest with you, I thought Ashanti was really good.
Yeah.
He would always come with, I mean, you could tell he's paying attention to every interview they're doing because
yeah.
he'd come in with some great questions and slow the show down when some of the members were trying to speed it along. I thought he was really good, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's the wild card, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, you have the scripted thing you're uh-huh. trying to do.
Yep.
And then he'll come in and like, wait a minute.
Yeah, hold up. I really enjoyed the show.
So, yeah,
together.
Good stuff.
So keep listening to them. I'm sure they're going to keep rolling through some things in the future. So that was great. What else we got?
So a lot of you know about this already, but we're just going to kind of promote it again.
Uh-huh.
Good friends of the show. We'll have to give a couple of more of these guys on, but they're from Pure Officiating.
Yeah.
They started off with the virtual virus free clinic.
Virtual clinics, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. And now transformed that model into a venture called Pure Officiating. Yeah. And it has been fantastic.
Fantastic.
I'm amazed that they're able to do it every week.
Every week.
Like clockwork, yeah. Every week throughout the season that they worked. And it's always good stuff.
Yeah. Lots of work. I mean, just because of the video aspect they're using, that's a lot of production to get put together. So
yep.
Hats off to those guys. I mean, come on. You're talking about some high quality football officials that that work hard at this craft, and you'd be doing yourself a disservice not to check it out. They're really good.
And what I love about it is they do it live, mm-hmm. but they have the recordings out there. So if you sign up.
You miss it, you can go back.
You can go back. So I usually can't watch it live, but I go back during a certain time during the week and watch those things and always learn one, two or three things from that. So pureofficiating.com, I think, that's the website. Check it out.
Yes.
So we have.
Something new we're going to try.
Something new this year. Yeah, we're going to try. So we just talked about kind of giving back to our
base.
Listeners, our base. Yeah, so, and just some make this a little bit more interactive. We're going to have something we call 2021 Rule 11 Challenge, just because we don't have a better name. And so it's a little contest. And it's simple, right? You answer a question correctly, and you win some Rule 11 swag.
Yep.
Okay? You answer it incorrectly, you're probably still going to get some swag. Yeah. But, okay? but.
We need help from you.
Yeah, we need help from you. If you want to be a contestant, just send us an email with the subject Rule 11 Challenge, and obviously we'll have your email. And we'll pick one email or contestant prior to each show, set up a Zoom call with you, ask you a question, a rules question, mechanics question, or philosophy question, mm-hmm. nothing too crazy or a water bucket-like. And
everything you'll be able to find out of one of these books.
Yes. Won't be from a bulletin from
2014.
Yeah. Or okay. anything like that. Or
it was hidden. Fair.
Or email somebody sent somebody. Yeah, it'll be all in the book. So send us that email at rule11officials@gmail.com. Let us know you want to be a contestant. We'll set up the Zoom call, ask you a question. We'll record this, by the way.
Yes.
We'll add you.
It'll be part of a podcast.
Part of a podcast. Yes. We'll record the Zoom session.
So a little bit of pressure there.
Yeah. So we'll ask a little bit about you, what you do, and
It won't just be ask the question and get out of here.
Yeah. But it'll probably take 5-10 minutes max.
Yeah.
Probably less than 10 minutes. Ask a question, you'll answer it, and then there you go. We'll send you some swag.
That's right.
Or at least a coupon code
something.
To get you some swag. Right. So there you go. So we're looking forward to see how this goes. How many people are interested, but yeah.
It'll be fun.
We're
looking forward to it. So, like I said, just send us an email with that subject title, and we'll get a little bit of a database together of you know, if we get a bunch of people calling in, we'll put on a list together, basically, I guess.
That is correct. So.
And then we already talked about how to reach us.
Yep.
We did all that, so we don't need to talk about that again.
Rewind it if you forgot.
Yeah, you can rewind it, go back, or listen to any episode prior to this in the opener, and we'll talk about it.
Correct.
So if this is a season 4 kickoff, Dwayne.
Yes.
You ready to get this thing started?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's kick off season 4. Here we go. You know, I'm going to take this point, I think, to this football arena. I really, you know, I'm going to go back to Pure Officiating and Unofficial Lounge and CFO. I think the digital platform of football officiating training and sharing information is really transforming. Because I'm going to say this. You cannot make up the stuff that happens in a live football game. You can't make it up.
You cannot.
I'm telling you. They brought a play up the other day, and when I really thought about it, I'm like, you can't make this up.
Right. And so I was fortunate enough. A lot of people can't do that, but I was fortunate enough to be able to work from home. Well, that alone just nixed my commute, which is about an hour and a half one way each day. I think of the spring season as like extra practice.
It's extra work.
Wouldn't it be great every season if you could work actual games in the spring?
Season four kickoff.
Yep.
Let's talk about...
Let me hit this quote of the week first.
Hey, I forgot about that one.
We got a tradition.
We got a tradition, and I read this before you came over.
Yeah.
And this, I say this every time, but I truly mean it. This is very, very close to home right here.
Yeah, this one says, our fears are more numerous than our dangers, and we suffer more in our imagination than reality.
That's absolutely true.
It's from Seneca, a Roman philosopher. So,
very true. Good quote.
So there you go.
Let's not try and be fear-based life forms. Let's just live in a little bit of faith and move forward through this thing.
There we go.
Very good. Thanks for finding that. That was awesome. Okay, the show.
The show. So, I mean, we're going to talk about a few things. Yeah. We're going to look ahead first at 2021 and then maybe reflect a little bit on 2020. And
this is just kind of a meet and greet for Dwayne and I together. Okay, and you're just going to sit along with us.
Exactly.
Nothing real you're not going to really, I shouldn't say you learn it. We all learn something every day, but this is something that we're going to kind of look back and look ahead.
Yep, exactly. So
2021, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, 2021.
We got some.
It's a new year.
Yep.
Hopefully, new hope.
New hope.
around having a normal off season and then roll right into the fall season. But some people,
have some spring ball.
Have spring ball. A lot of folks weren't able to work in the fall, or maybe they were able to work in the fall, but there are some levels of football that's going to work spring football in, hopefully, right? Yeah, so
everything's
flexible. So Tyler and I are two folks that are hopefully working starting in February, and we're looking forward to that. You have any thoughts about going into a spring season? It's different, obviously. Kind of what to expect.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Who knows what to expect because we've never really experienced it. So, it's going to be interesting. I think there's a lot of locations around the country that are shooting for this opportunity to play a few games.
Yeah.
Because I believe that the players or the athletes, student athletes, aren't going to lose any eligibility. I think they gain an extra year through this COVID season? Because this is going to fall under the 2020 season,
even
if it's in spring, right?
Yep.
So the way I'm looking at it is, hey, they're trying to probably get some extra, because they're, especially Division III, they're pretty strict on what they can and can't do in the off season as far as practice goes, right?
Right.
Most D3 schools don't and can't practice and have scrimmages in the spring.
Yeah,
like D2 and D1 does. So I'm kind of looking at this like, hey, this is a good opportunity for them to get a little spring ball in.
Yep.
And really have no harm, no foul. Just get some work in. So it'll be interesting, at least for my perspective of where we are.
Yeah. And so, now your preparation, how's that been different? Like, this is the timing. Like, for years, we've kind of had the same sort of rhythm as far as football season is concerned. And now that cycle has been disrupted. So first of all, Tyler and I did not work any games during the fall.
Nope. Okay.
So just the kind of level set that.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that when we look back at 2020. But now how do you come into, there's been rumors for spring season for a while. Now we're getting closer. There's more reality. around that. Your first game is in a few weeks, actually.
Yes.
If nothing changes. So, you know, how did you think about that kind of coming into maybe even January?
Well, honestly, we really didn't even, and to be honest with you, we don't, I would say for me, this is nothing is concrete yet, even though we have a game on a schedule, on a calendar date. But things have changed so fast in other arenas. So what I'm getting at is I haven't even expected to have a football game, to be honest with you,
yeah,
in the spring. I just went into it that we're going to roll all the way through fall.
Yep.
And that's just the way it's going to be, just because that was the trend. So,
mm-hmm.
But with that said, we had some rumors of local lower level Division III working in the spring. So we are preparing for some of that, you know, talking with local guys, kind of getting our normal grind. But for me, it's really just watching a lot of ball on TV much as I could. You know, it's just as much as I could when I could.
Yep.
And really kind of put myself in the position that I normally work, which is kind of tough on a TV broadcast.
Yeah.
Form, right? Because usually the guy that you're on a passing play goes downfield, he's out of the screen in 2.5 seconds. So, and now I'm watching line play. So I just try to watch a lot and pull what I can pull from the great referees out there making announcements to communication, kind of watching how they're reacting, how they're talking. So I just, my preparation has been watching ball and then pure officiating, realistically.
Yeah.
Is being on them on their live every week, except for last week. It was the first week I missed in a while, but that's a big deal because it's just something to kind of keep you in the mode. It's real fresh. It's new. It's from the previous weeks of video breakdown. And so that's kind of like still being in a season to realistically to me. It's just because it's almost the same form as if I worked a game on Saturday of me looking at my game film and pulling out what we could have done better. And that's really what a lot of topics were.
Yep.
Was pulling out the plays that we could have done better in the week before. It wasn't like, hey, we did this great. It was how could we have done this better?
Yep.
And that's how, that's what I'm pulling a lot out of their platform is you have to, you're only lying to yourself if you're only looking at the CC7s and not the ICs or the NCs and through film breakdown. So, and you know, I've just learned a lot from them. That's where I've been realistically.
Yep. So I had a thought, maybe I'll change course. I have a couple of thoughts on that. One. Yeah, love the fact that your preparation was, and I was along the same lines, is just kind of trying to stay involved, like not totally. I mean, we took a break for a little bit, but just kind of getting involved in the rhythms of football week to week, whether it was watching games or watching the pure officiating stuff or maybe your own film or whatever, just staying in that mode so you don't like completely forget, right? Because realistically or potentially, it could have been like almost 2 years before we hit a field again, right?
Yeah.
If you think about that.
Crazy.
So what are you going to do to stay in it? You're going to completely like push it away? So, just kind of staying in it and just as
mentally,
much as you can.
You got to get as many mental reps as you can because here's the fear I got.
Yeah.
Here's my worry. It goes back to your quote.
Yep.
Is when I walk on the field on February 6th, if that's an actual game day.
Yep.
What's that going to feel like physically?
Yeah.
Am I going to feel comfortable? I mean, I truly believe I will be fine.
Yep.
It's like riding a bike now. But we haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
You don't know.
And you don't know, and a lot of these student athletes probably haven't had much work at all either. So what's that going to look like?
Yep.
There's just a lot of, I don't know, I've thought a lot about it. So the mental reps and the visual reps is what I've tried to really hone in on. but not realistically of watching my old film. I want to get something that I haven't seen before. And so that's what I really gravitated on with the guys from Pure Officiating, and also a lot of watching just live football and just trying to put myself in those people's shoes.
Yeah.
In every aspect you can think of, you know, if there's an ISO shot on a coach talking to an official on the field about something that may or not have gone the way they wanted to, how would I handle that?
Yeah.
You know, start to work on my thought process of really slowing down my words and listening and, you know, all these little thoughts. So a lot of mental stuff.
That's great. That's great. Because that's the stuff you're going to miss, right? All the little scenarios in a game situation. Like, we can look at mechanics all day and all that stuff, but actual gameplay and having a clock.
Live situations.
And conversations and things like that.
Because I'm going to say this. You cannot make up the stuff that happens in a live football game. You can't make it up.
You cannot.
I'm telling you, they brought a play up the other day, and when I really thought about it, I'm like, you can't make this up.
Right.
I think it was a national championship game.
Yep.
There, I can't remember what quarter. It must be the second quarter. Ball dead. Runner down at 1:01 on the game clock.
Yep.
Okay. And then you can even freeze frame it at 1:00 in the second quarter. Ball dead. Injury in the backfield.
Yep.
Right. So the point was, is when do we talk? Because 1 minute and 59 is big difference, right?
Yep.
So when do we talk about when this injury actually takes place? And so I thought that was a great topic. It's pretty self-explanatory when we're on the field. Right?
Yeah.
It's when we see the guy hurt, right?
Yeah.
That's what. But you can take these split times of 1 minute or 59 seconds, but how does that happen just like in real life, right at 1 minute?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's football, because what happens is that catches us off guard.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it comes back to, what do you think in pre-snap when the game clock reads 1:01 before the snap?
Yep.
Are you thinking of the potential possibilities of when this ball is dead, what may or may not be available to us to talk to the coach or to offer possibilities? That's how deep you can go if you truly focus at pre-snap, your potentials. I mean, we're doing things for a reason, not just open mechanics. And so I thought that was a great topic. And it's so true that you can't realistically make this stuff up that happens on game day. That happens.
Yeah. Nice catch. Nice catch with the
S
word. So let me just kind of talked about this a little bit. Is there anything that you're worried about going into the spring season? I mean, you talked about just this normal fear of like, I'm gonna step out of the field and I'm not gonna remember anything. Which is ludicrous.
There is one, but I'm really excited about it, to be honest with you. It's because our conference is making, well, I think we're probably the lone slugs on the trail here, moving to the 7-person mechanics with the umpire in the offensive backfield.
Oh no, there's a lot of people doing it.
This year? Okay,
yes.
I just always think that we're
the last to do it.
But regardless,
yep.
The position I currently work is a back judge.
Yes.
So my position really changes a lot.
Yes.
So I'm not worried about the new additional duties I have.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of excited about it because realistically, my mechanics and my visual transitions have already kind of tailored in this arena of second level blocks.
Yep.
Helping the umpire when the umpire is compressed in the defensive backfield. So I've kind of already been doing that, but this is now I'm on an island. Now I'm on an island.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little concerned about how that's going to kind of play out. A lot of new trust is going to have to take place between the deep officials and the line of scrimmage officials. And so that's the one thing that's unknown. So if there's unknowns, sometimes that's a bit of a worry, but I'm excited about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So that being said, I think of the spring season as like extra practice.
It's extra work.
Wouldn't it be great every season if you could work actual games in the spring that really didn't matter? I mean, they all matter, but not so much They don't matter. So you can practice your craft and then go into the fall. Like, that'd be perfect. Well, that's what's happening right now, right? Even though, you know, they're planning on having playoffs and a championship, this is sort of a little extra season to get you ready for the fall. Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about mindset and all that. We should always think about just getting better and that sort of thing. But this is a primo opportunity to just get some extra snaps. You don't know. You're not going to get a full season. You're getting like 3-4 games maybe at most. And so I think the teams are thinking about it like that, right?
Well, like, I wanted to say what you said, but I didn't say it. But I'm gonna agree with you.
Go ahead.
I don't, you know, it really matters to them because they're playing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, in a sense.
Yeah.
I don't want to disenfranchise the hard work they're putting into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. This is an opportunity to really work with not a big worry of a concern of you ruining a team's chances to work in the postseason. With that said.
Yeah.
This is real stuff. Don't go into it like, coach, it's not a big deal. You know, that's not the right mindset.
No, you go in there,
right,
working your game like you work it. But maybe there's a little less pressure on you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But just go in there as a learning opportunity. Yeah. That's what I would say about this spring.
So very excited
just use
about
it.
That.
That's
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And it's also, it may be a good opportunity to get feedback from those that aren't working. Maybe those that work the fall at high levels, and now they're in they're in their off season.
Right.
So, with that said, it might be
a great opportunity. You're right. Send some of these folks that are off.
Yep.
They're usually really busy.
Yep.
Send them some plays, some game film.
Yep.
Take a look at this. What do you think? How could I have done this better? How could we, as position groups, done this better? Because remember, it's not always just us.
Yeah.
We realistically are working in pods of teams here, especially now.
Yeah.
So I think we need to start to gravitate on utilizing these terms of how could we have done this better? Because how many times has it been where something happens in between you, me and the field judge, or you and the field judge, or you and the ref, or whatever the case may be, that you think it's all on you. But I think we can start to mold this into a we thing, and how could we have worked this better? Where's the empty hole? Where's that lapse in transit? You know, all those things. So I think this is a good opportunity for that, too, to get feedback from high-level D1 officials that you may have contact with that I know would be willing to look at anything, because they always are.
Even during their season.
Yep.
But this is a primo opportunity because I think a lot of them are not actually working games.
Yep.
So there you go. There's some
spring season. Looking forward to it.
So
somebody asked a question about camps.
About camps,
updates.
Yeah. I think there. I know we know of one camp that's academy that's been canceled officially.
Yeah.
And that's Stars and Stripes, but I've seen like. At least I saw one tweet on
Upper Midwest,
the Upper Midwest camp.
They have dates.
They have dates. Yes.
Calendar right now.
They're going to come out with more information. I don't know when, but we'll put it up on the website. And then I think Tate Council is, they're looking at going. So I don't know if they have dates yet or anything like that, but at any rate, we have a camps and clinics page.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, and we'll update that as soon as we get information from folks.
But to recap, Stars and Stripes Academy, the main Stars and Stripes Academy, that's the only one that is officially canceled.
Right, right.
That's all we know for concrete.
Correct.
Other ones probably have dates on the calendar. Who knows what happens in the future?
Yep.
But there's only one that has officially been canceled, and that's Stars and Stripes Academy for 2021. But you never know. Maybe things get well and they run their smaller, more quiet Stars and Stripes Academy 2 at Weber State as they normally do. Maybe they'll do that. But we'll wait and see. It's everything changes, so we never know.
Yeah, yep.
So that's all I know about camps at the moment.
Not a lot on that front yet.
Nope.
So So we kind of looked ahead, a little ahead at 2021.
I ask you? What do you have any fears? You got any excitement about your potential season? I know there's a lot of unknown, but.
Yeah, I mean, one, I'm just excited about just getting on a field again. Any field, yeah. And working a game.
With live bullets.
With live bullets, yeah. So, yeah, I just miss it. I miss the guys. I miss just being on the field. I miss the coaches and the players.
The feeling, man. Just the feeling.
Yeah, just the feeling of being a part of something like that. And so that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to work on the craft, like I just mentioned, because this is a unique opportunity to do that. And so, those are the things I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, and if anybody out there has anything that they'd like to, you know, share of their plans or their their excitements or whatever of their potential seasons, love to hear it.
Love to
hear
it.
Or if you have any information on camps that are coming up, maybe there's a new one starting this year. Maybe we have a, you know, COVID-19 inaugural Southeast Bayou camp. I don't know. If something's out there, let us know.
Yeah. I mean, the website's gets improved because you guys send us,
yes,
and gal send us all of this great content. So whether it's tests or
video
camps or video or anything else, we put it up on a website, and it's now starting to become the central place where people can share those things.
So yep.
Send it to us.
You want to look back?
Yeah, let's talk about 2020 a little bit.
Okay.
But I want to focus more. It was challenging. There's a lot of things.
Without said.
Yeah. What I like to say, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, is 2020 started off pretty well, and then it ended kind of crappy.
Yeah.
2021 is starting off kind of crappy, and hopefully it ends well.
I know.
So, but we want to talk about some of the positives there. You know, I was like looking at the bright side of things, and 2020 really didn't have a shortage of positive things going on. And so we would kind of wanted to talk about that. Maybe some of you can relate to some of these things as well. So, do you want me to start, or
just tell me? You can tell me. Maybe we'll just do a rapid fire back and forth.
Yeah.
What was one positive? You know, or not your the first. There's more than one. I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna ask you more than one.
I hear you.
Your first one. What do you got?
So I think originally, like in March, you know, when COVID hit sort of big, we started working from home. And so I was fortunate enough, a lot of people can't do that, but I was fortunate enough to be able to work from home. Well, that alone just nixed my commute, which is about an hour and a half one way each day to Seattle with the traffic. And so to me, that was huge. That gave me more time. I mean, it's one thing, but it gave me a lot of freedom to do a bunch of other things, like spend more time with the family.
Three hours? That's that's a lot of time.
Cook sometimes at home, just things like that. So that was kind of a big positive for me. What about you?
I'll start off with the beginning too. When we were shut down, professionally, work wise, I was off for about a month. Fortunately, my company paid us full time, I believe, under the U.S. government PPP program. So I didn't lose any income. So I got a lot of the honey-do list done, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There was a pretty good list, and we took a big chunk out of that.
So
that was good. So my wife and I spent a lot of time together because she was at home too, working from home. Like yourself, and still is until at least July, apparently, of 2021. That's the moment now. But anyways, we did a lot of work around here together, just did a lot of things that have been on the back burner, and got to kind of get our elbows dirty together. That was fun.
Yeah.
You know, there's always the, you know, the disagreement or the like, no, let's do it this way. But we got to experience that we never have. So that was something different and new. And it came out good.
I think that was a general theme probably for you and me and maybe a lot of people is, you know, it kind of forced us all to be together, mm-hmm. like force your families to be together. And so same sort of stuff, right? Doing projects sort of together, working those things out. Just doing things, just watching movies,
yep.
more movies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for like Netflix and Prime and all of that stuff because we've watched a lot of great movies. I'm sure, I know you have.
Their libraries.
I was just thinking, what if it was like the like the old days where it was you had like 5 channels or something like that, and so
oof.
Yeah, that so this would have been rough during that time, I mean, right?
Tell me, same Barney thing. Fife reruns you can get on there,
right? And you couldn't like just binge through all of them, so.
So that's been
so that was great.
What else?
What else was good in 2020? Let's see. Taking a break from that cycle we talked about. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this cycle for however many years, 12 years, 13 years, whatever it was. Just being able to take a break from that cycle and then have the freedom to do kind of whatever you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Was good, right? I think it was good mentally. We would love to work football, don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
But not having that in our lives forced me to, one, reflect, like, like what will I do without football? Like, without football officiating? Like, one day it's going to come to an end anyway, right? So,
yeah.
Like, what do I want to do with besides that? Am I just going to sit
with
around and
time,
watch TV?
Yeah.
No. So I did a lot of reflection and that sort of thing and looked inside and just thought about kind of what made me happy
mm-hmm.
in general besides football. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I was thankful for that time to do all of that. Yep.
Right on. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to take this point, I think, to this football arena. I really... And I'm going to go back to pure officiating and unofficial lounge and CFO. I think the digital platform of football officiating training and sharing information is really transforming right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it will never be the same. We will have the benefit of learning and getting better together.
Yep.
And what we've learned through 2020. With having to meet virtually, because I'm about tired of Zoom, to be honest with you. But what we have learned, what we can do, we would have never saw how far you could take us meeting together, us learning together on a virtual platform like we did without being forced to. And so, it's been transformed, I believe, and I think it's only going to get better. But again, now you're going to tie it together with in person. Back to normal type, you know, situations and we only get better for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned, I had that in my notes to talk about the, I don't want to say innovation because those things, I think some of those things were always out there,
right.
But people now have been forced to use them.
Some of the folks, you only get better when you use it.
So. Yeah. Even people, you know, some of the people that kind of don't like technology so much, they were kind of forced to get into it.
Right.
And learn that as well.
Get over the fear of it. Not that big of a deal.
Not that big of a deal. Now, pretty much everyone's an expert at getting on a video conference call. So those little things help expand us. And just kind of speaking of learning in general, just learned a lot. Doing these projects, home projects and things like that, I've learned a lot that way. I've watched you and your home projects because you're like the master. At these things, you're like super skilled at those things. So, so I've learned from you. I've learned from watching other people.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a lot over this time, so that's been huge. So, so I try to take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, just as to be real, I mean, at sometimes I was a little depressed because, you know, there was no football and that sort of, and that normal routine. That was like a huge hole in my normal thinking. But I learned to fill that with other things I like, right?
Yes.
And so,
I mean, yeah, you said it. I mean, we're focusing on my topic says positives.
Yeah. Yep.
There was a lot of things that weren't positive.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Yep.
Because it really has no bearing on what's going to happen in the future.
What? Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's, we don't want to sugarcoat it.
Yep.
Right. Right. But so here, I'm going to give you my biggest positive.
Okay.
And this is a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But I don't owe the IRS any money this year. So there's that.
There you go.
Huh?
There you go.
Huh?
one thing I wanted to mention
yes.
from last year.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier, watching these officials that worked.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, they did just a fabulous job.
Yep.
Particularly in the bowl games.
Yeah.
And the later bowl games.
Solid.
Just solid officiating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And just having to deal with what they had to deal with to actually work a game every week.
And truly, we probably don't even know the half of it.
We don't know the half. Yeah, we just heard stories and
I mean,
stories
we
of
probably
canceled.
Don't even know their to the extent of their logistics, of their their getting to and to from coaches' meetings, production, all that stuff. We have no idea.
We have no idea.
It's probably completely different.
Yeah.
And way more difficult.
We'll get somebody on here to talk about
it. And I'm sure that that's exactly why, Steve Shaw mentioned so many times that his hat's off to the officials that made this season happen.
Yes.
They did a great job. And
yeah. So just a model of how to handle, trying times, right? Just professional and everything you kind of expect from, pro officials, basically.
Yeah.
So. So nice work there.
Yes.
What else?
I just took a big focus. I kind of had a little change in my job.
Yeah.
Kind of a new step, new role.
Yeah.
So I've kind of reinvigorated myself to continue an education. I got a couple tests that are coming up in the next couple months for new certifications, just to make myself a little bit more valuable to my company, my craft. So just a little bit more emphasis on my day job before my day, to me, to be honest with you, my day job was my day job.
Yeah.
I put all my effort into this arena because my day job to me, from the time I go to the time I come home, is autopilot. It really is autopilot. And sometimes it's like, what did I do today? I don't even remember. But no, so I kind of took a new focus on that, and I've been trying to improve my value to my company and me.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, that
because it is my day job, by the way.
Right, so, right. But just being, like I said, I read a lot of books, and so I'm gonna spew a lot of that stuff. But just being engaged in your work, this is gonna make you happier, right? Being actually, into it, like mindful of it, not just going through the motions.
Right.
It's going to make you happier because it's going to be interesting to you, and you're going to come home, you're going to feel satisfied, you're going to feel, and so that's awesome. I love that.
Yep. So that's been really good.
Yep.
Really, really quite good, to be honest with you. And it's kind of been a new kick. So,
I
mean, 20 years of doing the same thing. It's been kind of relieving to kind of see a new light that for a couple reasons to potentially lengthen my career, just because my job is physical and, you can only do so much so long before your body just doesn't allow you to do it anymore. So this arena will allow that to, prolong itself and make me feel better. Cause like I said, when I was 22, I got this job that I have now for one reason and one reason only. I wanted a union job and a union pension to be able to play golf when I retire. And if I can't play golf after I retire, then what was the point?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That reminds me.
I'm sure soldiers' shoulder surgeries are second to none nowadays.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to do that unless I have to. You know what I'm
exactly.
Saying?
I hear you. Reminds me of a story I heard a long time ago, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it has something to do with a businessman seeing a homeless guy on the bench.
Uh-huh.
I mean, on the beach, just laying there doing nothing.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, why don't you get a job or something? He's like, you know, why should I get a job? He's like, so you can work and retire and then after you retire, what are you going to do? Sit on the beach. Well, he's already there doing it.
That's what I'm doing already. What you want? I'm skipping ahead.
Yep. But that reminds me, I'm going to tell you about another book I've just recently read. It was called How to Think Like a Monk. How monks think, and they're some of the happiest people in the world. And so just kind of taking their mindset can help you be happy. But one of the things they talked about, and you reminded me of this, is they look for something new in the routine. So one of the things they had to do is they walk the same path every day. Mm-hmm. Like every day they walk the same path. One of their tasks was to find something new
on that
walk every day. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, so that just gave them appreciation for routine things. And so applying that to football, mm-hmm. and just life in general, but in football, we read that rule book every single year. Mm-hmm. Same words. Right. But if you go in there with that mindset of trying to find something new, mm-hmm. maybe the words aren't going to change. You're not going to find new words, but maybe you think about them differently, right. or something like that.
Another light bulb might burn up.
Yeah. So that's what I got. One of the things I got out of that book.
And just the same aspect, that's kind of how this little thing that we're doing right here.
Yeah.
It's kind of came about, right? You can only do the same thing so long without trying to tweak it or make it more interesting or make it different or deliver it different. And that's what Rule 11 started. And that's how pure officiating is really grabbing hold. And that's how the fun and light of Unofficial Lounge is bringing another light into this. So you're right.
Yeah.
That book just transforms these other little things. If you think about it that way. You're right. We can't just open this book and turn the page and highlight. I read this paragraph, so I'm going to highlight it.
Right.
You know, so many times where it's like, okay, we got to change it up.
Change it up. Look for something new.
So, hey, anything else looking back?
No. I think that's it.
It's been an interesting year, but
we've
made
it. Yeah.
So far.
Yep, exactly. So, one thing we didn't talk about.
Yes.
So we're going to produce at the beginning, at least, this is going to come out every 2 weeks instead of every week like we used to do. We may get back into the 1 week rhythm, but with the spring season coming up and some other things, we think every 2 weeks will be good. So.
But it's always the goal to get one a week. And so we'll see how that transforms. Every week is different. But currently with actual live football happening soon. That just adds another wrinkle.
Another focus.
But that also may add another wrinkle to how we produce things moving forward.
Yeah.
In season. We haven't done that.
Yeah.
And again, this isn't, we kind of mention it, not make light of it.
Yeah.
This is kind of a practice season in a sense.
So,
I mean, it's not, but you can make that mindset. Hey, go in there. Kind of like Dan Capron said the one time.
Uh-huh.
Right? I just said F it and let it fly and didn't worry about all those other things. And I was the number one headlinesman that year.
Yeah.
Just leave it all behind you and go out there and have a good time and practice your craft. But maybe some of this in-season stuff will tweak this, you know, what we deliver on here differently. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see how
that turns out. I don't know.
Flexibility. That's the...
That's the key word, right?
That's the key word, right?
Well, Dwayne,
All right.
I enjoyed the getting back with you. And it's been fun.
Absolutely.
Look forward to another one soon.
Yeah.
And hey, please send us some emails.
Send us that email.
Don't be afraid.
We want that, especially the contest.
Come in here confident. You'll nail that sucker.
Yep, exactly.
But again, nothing tricky. It's any question that we write or deliver, everything will be found out of either the NCAA book, the replay book, or the CCA manual. So nothing will be... secret.
Yeah, no secret.
All right, Dwayne. Talk to you again soon?
Yep.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.